This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today with me, I have Neil Patel, who's co-founder of ACS, which is a social media marketing firm. They're based in Orange County, California. And Neil is very well known and very expert at search engine optimization. And he is very famous for blogging himself, as well as also helping bloggers like Guy Kawasaki and TechCrunch and ProBlogger, a lot of the top 100 Technorati bloggers, in terms of maximizing the search on and search engine optimization on their sites. So we're going to be talking about all the tips he has today. So Neil, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thank you for having me.
And my first question is, what have you done to help Guy increase his ranking in Technorati? Guy was on the show a few times already, Marketing Voices, so people are real interested in how you help Guy.
Well, with Guy, his overall objective is to get to Technorati top 10, right? That's
right.
All he cares for in blogging, and I totally respect that. And most people feel that, hey, how's he getting up there? Is there a special secret sauce or anything like that? The natural reality is the center stone on why he's doing well is the content. If his content keeps on getting linked to, then obviously his Technorati ranking keeps on going up. All I really do is just help him, how would you say, get more links by leveraging, let's say, social media sites. So if he has articles that could potentially do well on StumbleUpon, Dig, Delicious, Netscape, whatever they may be, I'll help try to spur it so then that way he can get more traction, more traffic, and more links coming into his blog, thus increasing the amount of links he gets, which overall will increase his Technorati ranking.
So how do you do that? How do you really ensure that he's getting these kind of links from StumbleUpon or Dig or Delicious?
There really is no way to ensure that you're going to get the links from any of these social sites. All it really is writing good content, which Guy does, and then what ends up happening is, you know, adding buttons to the site. So if he has something that's going to be really hot per Dig, I would know about it ahead of time. So what I'll do is right when he posts it, I'll add a Dig This button to the blog post. And then we'll, you know, try to make it go to the homepage naturally. Obviously, we don't try to fake votes or anything like that. If the users vote on it themselves and submit it themselves, that's great. And then what we do is right when it reaches the homepage, I remove the button. And then just pretty much just try to get to the homepage, get more traffic, and get more links. So the great thing about Guy's blog, which actually makes it a lot easier, is he's already popular. His blog already gets tons of traffic. A lot of his users already use StumbleUpon, Dig, or any of these social sites. So if I pop up a button on a really valuable post, the chances are a lot of people are going to vote on it.
Interesting. So does Guy pay you for this, or you just do it as a friend?
I just do it as a friend. He's offered me money multiple times, but I don't know. He's helped me out in many ways, you know, through mentorship. So he's one of those guys that I'll never end up charging.
So what about TechCrunch? What are you doing for TechCrunch?
TechCrunch, I do all of their marketing, and we're also doing all of their designs for the whole network right now.
And so do you have any secret sauce or any things you want to tell us that you're doing for them?
Can't really go into the design front, you know, because nothing's out yet and don't want to really talk about stuff that's not live yet. But from the marketing perspective, all I really do is I mainly help them get better rankings in search engines. So the first time I started, I don't know when I started, it was probably months ago, but within the first 2 weeks to a month, I doubled his search traffic, and that's not too bad. So if a, you know, blog is getting 35 to 40,000 search engine visitors a day, that's actually a pretty good amount of search engine visitors. So it's all I really did with TechCrunch was just made the site very search engine friendly. Links are one of the main things that determine search engine rankings. Now, we already know a TechCrunch has tons of links. So to do SEO for a TechCrunch.com is very easy. All you're doing is just cleaning up the code on the blog itself, such as using a meta description tag or, you know, using proper title tags instead of a title tag being TechCrunch.com/postname. I just made them post name, so there was no TechCrunch.com in the title. And doing stuff like that has helped increase his traffic drastically.
So how important do you believe, this is kind of a loaded question, so how important do you believe SEO is to a site and its importance?
I think it's very important because the higher rankings you have, the more traffic you get. And in many cases, whether it's a business or a blog, that traffic could lead to direct revenue or sales. Or in case of a TechCrunch, more traffic means that they could potentially make more money on ads, especially, let's say, federated media ads. They're all CPM-based. So if he's getting more and more traffic, that means he's making more and more money off the ad revenue.
So now you work with companies such as General Motors, Hewlett-Packard, NBC, Samsung, American Greetings. Give me some sense about the kind of work you do for General Motors.
General Motors is, so we deal with General Motors' insurance division. They own GMAC and a lot of other insurance sectors and mortgage sectors. And then what we do is we help them with organic search rankings, increasing their traffic, as well with, you know, site usability, trying to increase conversions. Because a lot of people feel that, hey, if you're at the top of the search engines, you should be doing really well. But the thing is that's not really the case. If you have a really crappy web design, how the hell do you expect people to sign up, right? So what we work with General Motors or GMAC, you know, some of their insurance sites, what we do is, as well as trying to increase the rankings, but try to make sure that those visitors convert into sales or leads or money.
So how do you do that?
What we do is we monitor how visitors interact with the website, and then based on that, we can tweak things or give advice saying, hey, if you move this submit button here, or if you change the color of the submit button, you can increase clicks, or, you know, add a buy it now link or button and stuff like that, as well as adjusting placement or content, saying, hey, there's too much content. Let's adjust the call to action. Let's, you know, condense the amount of form fields. So it's all based on usability and adjusting the overall site design so that it can flow very nicely so that it converts.
So what about other companies? What are some kind of common threads of information and tips you give to every company you work with?
The end of the day is if you can provide value to whatever your target audience is, for example, if HP is selling cameras and they're trying to provide value to anybody in the camera field or anybody looking for a camera or already has a camera, if you can give them something that they need or want for free, or just whether it may be information or a free little small app, whatever it may be, it can be the smallest thing. By providing them value, people are going to keep on coming to your site, they're going to link to it, and it's going to be popular. The whole key around successful marketing is a product, service, or whatever that you may have. If you can provide value and provide a great asset, you know, to your target audience, you're going to succeed. And on the other hand, if we were trying to market a shitty product or a service, it won't work. No matter how great of a marketer I am, you know, or even if I'm a shitty marketer, whatever it may be, whoever else the marketer is out there, marketing a crappy product doesn't do well. Marketing only works when you have a great product or service.
So how are the bloggers that you work with, Guy Kawasaki, TechCrunch, Pro Blogger, Shoe Money, how are they different than the companies you work with in terms of characteristics?
Bloggers have been, bloggers are a lot easier to work with, like a TechCrunch or Shoe Money or a Guy Kawasaki. They're very easy going, you know, their characteristics are cool. Here's what I'm looking for, you know, I'm very flexible, let's change this, this, and that, and we'll get better results. And they're very friendly, they're easygoing. Companies, on the other hand, it's great, you know, we make most of our money from the big corporations, but they're much harder to deal with, very corporate structure, you have to follow the rules, there's all these guidelines and stuff, things move 5 times slower, so they can be paying you for 1 month worth of consulting, you know it's going to take 3 months. It's great on the aspect, from my perspective, where I'm going to get paid for 3 months for 1 month worth of work, but the thing is, it's just things move slow, and it's, you know, with corporations, the more you charge them, the more that they believe that you're going to do a better job. And if you charge too little, they're not going to be happy at all.
So what are some of the major challenges you face when you're working to really optimize a site?
The major challenge that I face with all these big companies is getting things implemented. So if it's just changing a meta description tag, right, whether that may be a one line of code, it's still very difficult to get it implemented because it passes through legal, passes through copywriting, it just goes through all these revisions. And you know, if lawyers are involved, things always move slow and nothing really ends up going through or completing.
So how do people get a hold of you if they want to contact you?
They can just either call me on my, you know, my number is 562-292-3834, or people email me at neil@pronetadvertising.com, and my email and contact information is all public.
Well, Neil, you're great. I'm sure you're going to get a lot of people after this podcast, because anybody that's taking care of people like TechCrunch and Guy Kawasaki and ProBlogger and Jason Calcanis, I didn't even mention him earlier, and then GM and Hewlett-Packard, NBC, Samsung, I'm sure you're going to get a lot of people saying this guy obviously knows what he's doing. So, Neil, I thank you very much for this podcast, and I hope we're going to be talking again.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so to all my listeners, until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.